Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am your host, Luke. Unfortunately, Brian is out this week. Tested positive for COVID, but he's doing well. Hopefully, going to be back on the airwaves with me shortly. But Sean, I always got to wait for that guitar riff because I love that song and very good intro. So I had to let that keep going, but I appreciate you joining me here on Dueling Tangents this afternoon. We're talking COVID relief as well as a number of aspects of what the pandemic is forcing life to be like a shift to virtual learning. Sorry to cut you short there before we went into the last commercial break, but I didn't want to run into that hard break and cut you off that way. You were telling us a little bit about the shift that Main Street Alliance members have had to take. I know that the decision for Madison Metropolitan School District to go virtual this week wasn't easy. I know it can't be easy on a number of the businesses out there that you represent to be able to determine on a dime really how business is going to operate each day. Thankfully, Madison Metropolitan School District, it sounds like in accordance with the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County is going to have an influx of tests and testing capability for COVID-19. That is one of the reasons why the district is feeling comfortable to return to in-person classroom instruction beginning on Monday, January 10th. And so the testing capability for the school district is going to be greater than what it has been. But what has things been like operating for the members of Main Street Alliance here that you represent?
Yeah, and just quick shout out to Michael Johnson with the Boys and Girls Club here. You know, with him and a lot of other folks really worked hard to get the testing available to allow the schools to be able to open and be able to contract trace and test and do the things they need to do. So just I want to give kudos there. As far as our members, you know, many of them have come down with COVID. Many of them have staff that are out. Some of our businesses have had to shut down as a result of it. Becky Cooper and Ryan Clancy over at Bounce Milwaukee, they had a threshold with their staff where if cases got above 10,000 cases in the state in a day, that they would shut down. And that got crossed yesterday. And they've been through a lot this past year they own a children's bounce house business, kind of like one of those trampoline park type of situations. And it was in the south side of Milwaukee, and they were responsible and they shut down for a lot of the year because they didn't, especially pre-vaccine, didn't feel like it was safe to operate their business. They took substantial financial loss to do that, but they did it because it was the right thing to do for their staff, for themselves, and for the community. And for a lot of our members, these are folks who did a lot earlier in the pandemic, who really sacrificed a lot to do the right thing. And now with the resurgence of Omicron, it's just making it extremely difficult. So, you know, clearly people getting vaccinated, people getting tested, people masking up, these are all some of the best things that folks could do to help support those local small businesses. And I would say, frankly, if you have small businesses that you support or ones that you have a relationship with, maybe spend a little extra at them over the course of the next month or so as they're dealing with Omicron, because it's going to be a very, very challenging month for a lot of folks. Fauci and other folks have said that the surge should start to dissipate later this month or into February. Hopefully that is the case. But definitely for this time period, they really need some additional help to get through this.
Yeah, it's a tough time out there for businesses. I know we're a relatively small team here as well, operating the signals that we're operating. And with Brian out, we're making it work, but there is definitely stress on the business when considering the operations here at the radio station as well. And so we're right there with the members of Main Street Alliance. It is a difficult world to navigate, and we're trying to provide all the information that we can provide so that individuals know what's going on, keeping people informed with the news here at Devil Radio and the Shaw 101 FM. Really appreciate you joining me this afternoon, Sean. But yeah, it's been really excited the fact that we have this week been able to launch and provide a larger listening audience in Eastern Wisconsin the ability to receive our program. So the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM, the coverage patterns that we'll have there now, we're looking forward to being able to reach out to a ton of listeners in Eastern Wisconsin. And if you know anybody in the Waukesha area that you think would be interested in listening to this show or hearing great guests like Sean Fetteplace talk about Main Street Alliance, let them know that we are on the air in Waukesha at 101 FM and 540 AM. So, Sean, anything else? I know you said there was a piece of action that individuals could go and take take part in the action that Main Street Alliance is doing next week. Can you tell me a little bit more about that before we wrap up today's show?
Yeah, so we are working really hard to get Build Back Better over the finish line. Senator Manchin had reservations about the way it's currently written. We're going to work to get the best possible package that will help, you know, small business and families across Wisconsin done. So we're going to do a briefing on that next Wednesday at 11 a.m. That's a time of day that tends to work better for small businesses. So apologies if that doesn't work for some of your listeners, but it's going to be 11 a.m. next Wednesday. And we are also going to learn about how to use a really cool app on your phone called Empower that allows you to be able to get your family and friends and colleagues and people in your own network to take action to help to really add some momentum behind this. And so we're going to be meeting 11 a.m. next Wednesday. And if you go to our website, mainstreetalliance.org, click Take Action and scroll down, you'll find the information and you can sign up at the link. Again, go to mainstreetalliance.org, click Take Action, and you'll find the information for that event next Wednesday. And I hope that some of your listeners will join us.
Absolutely. If you are listening and you want to be able to take action to advance the Build Back Better agenda in Congress, do what Sean said. Go to mainstreetalliance.org and take that action. Sean, really appreciate you joining me this afternoon. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got the Devil's Advocates coming up next. Really big show with Crudy and a ton of guests. We've got a U.S. Senate candidate Sarah Godlewski going to be coming up joining Crudy on the airwaves in today's big show, as well as a number of other guests recounting the events that unfolded on January 6th, 1 year ago. It is that anniversary. So stay tuned to the Devil's Advocates show. And you are listening on WAUK 540 AM out of Jackson, Wisconsin, the Shaw 101 FM out of Waukesha, on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus, Wisconsin. Really appreciate you joining me, Sean, and everybody that's tuned in for this great episode. We had Dan Schaefer on earlier from the Recombobulation area. If you want to check out any of Dan's great work, you can follow him on Twitter or check out the Recombobulation area on Substack as well. So glad that you were all tuned in for this great show. It's been a heck of a year since January 6th. We're going to recount some of those things coming up on the Devil's Advocates, but I cannot believe some of the headlines that's going on, so I got to go update some of the new stuff, but thanks for staying tuned today, and we'll be back with Dueling Tangents. One more show without Brian, hopefully only, and we'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Thanks so much.